To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Speck and Fritz. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marksjewelers.com. Will the positivity bunny save the Eagles season?
Come on.
52.7% say no, but more telling is that 47.3% are saying yes.
Yeah.
I think the fans are just as desperate as the Eagles are
to save the season. That is for sure.
So we give our picks for the weekend. We did not give our Eagles pick until now.
Yes.
So do we want to do that right now, I assume?
I'm good with it.
All right.
I actually need it so I can finish 500.
Okay.
I know.
Not a good day yesterday.
I went 2-1.
I believe I also went 2-1. Man, I was a half point.
Dude.
I was a half point for 3-0.
That Seahawks-Falcons game looked good for it.
It did.
For the first half.
And then it got real out of hand real quick. I had the freaking backdoor cover by Burrow. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, see, I had the Bills side on that one.
I didn't get as lucky with the Bears. The Bears made it 21-21, and I was like, we're back.
Yeah.
Not back.
So Chiefs cost me.
So we'll let Ike headline it.
All right.
Jack, Jack, you go first.
All right. Don't let Herbert win tonight. That's my main message. Don't let QB3 win tonight.
QB3.
Because wouldn't be good for everyone involved. But.
Well, what happens if he doesn't?
He was hurt. He's a broken hand.
Yeah, there it is.
What do you want to do? Behind a bad offensive line and a broken left hand. I'm taking the Eagles 24-17. I think they cover and win tonight. Not as ugly as I think people are expecting.
What is the spread tonight?
2.5.
Favored.
Yes. So I have a similar score. I have Eagles 23-13, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's more out of hope than it is out of belief. We need the release of a win very, very badly, and I'm honestly terrified of coming to work tomorrow if the Eagles lose. So I'm trying to will a win, but I truly, just being honest, I have no idea. So that's my prediction.
I like 23-17 night.
Okay.
Eagles. Defense is going to have to step up on that final drive to keep the Chargers out of the end zone to preserve this win.
Ooh.
We get a big stop after the Eagles go up. Chargers may even be up 17-16. We don't kick a field goal to go up 19-17. We score a touchdown to go up 23-17. But then we got to hold off the Chargers on the last drive to win this thing.
Okay.
I like the Birds winning this game.
I take that one. You want to do a little around the leg?
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
All right. So the football yesterday. The biggest one was the Chiefs lose 20-10. Basically,
it's over.
Basically, ending their shot to make the playoffs this year. They need a lot of things to happen, and they need to win out. Just a puzzling decision from Andy Reid. The game's 10-10. They're on their own 29-yard line on a 4th-and-1. Houston hadn't moved the ball in what seemed like ages. Kicked the ball away. It seemed like from a momentum perspective.
4th-and-2, actually.
4th-and-2. Yeah, there you go. Well, they went for another 4th down later on. That was 4th-and-4. Yep. They blew the game. I thought the Chiefs defense was playing awesome, but I mean, how many passes can the Chiefs receivers drop? It was terrible.
Yeah. That Tom Brady calling the game yesterday?
It was.
That was Tom Brady. Was that Tom Brady?
No.
Who
called
Chiefs
that game?
Yeah. No.
It was Collinsworth.
It was last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a Sunday night game.
Yeah. Tom Brady called the Packers game.
Yeah. So Collinsworth must have said at least 3 or 4 times, I wouldn't go for this.
Yeah.
He didn't believe Coach Reid was doing it. He thought he was trying to draw him off sides and everything. And I'm sitting there saying, I can see it. No, Coach, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I saw that he was going for it. And that speaks to the desperation that they were under. That's not a logical reason to go for that.
No.
Houston's offense was not very good.
It hadn't moved the ball at all.
As a matter of fact, it was deflating to your defense and your team when you did that.
Yeah.
Because Houston went down and scored a touchdown off of it. It gave them the 17-10 lead. Yeah, kick that ball off, play defense, play a field position game. You can't have your season end with that much time left to go in the game like that. That wasn't late in the game. It was still like 8 minutes to go, 8 or 9 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. They didn't need to score there. Their defense was playing so good.
It's 10-10.
Yeah.
Bad decision right there, Coach.
Also in the NFC, Rams get back on track, win 45-17 over the Cardinals. Looked like the Rams again.
Yeah, Gannon had a very uninspiring post-game press conference.
Well, he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I think Gannon gets fired.
Yeah, that defense.
Bring him back?
Where?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's he going to go? Under Vic Fangio?
Well, maybe he could pull, who's the guy that ended up defensive coordinator here? Maybe Gannon could be offensive coordinator. Who is our guy?
Juan
Castillo.
Dude, was hired as the offensive line coach at UCLA over the weekend.
Oh, was he?
Juan Castillo was?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow,
still coaching.
Oh, yeah, this dude's a lifer.
Yeah, he's a coach.
And move all around the country taking coaching jobs.
Yeah.
College, pros.
And then also NFC Packers. Packers looking pretty good. Jordan Love's numbers look great. When I watch them, I'm not buying it, but they win 28-21, which is not great for the Eagles because I would kind of rather the Bears win that division. I'd just rather go to Chicago than Green Bay if I need to. And I know we beat Green Bay, but because they tied that game.
Yeah, the tiebreaker,
a half game lead over us.
Yeah, and that was a solid game by the Packers. That's why they confused everybody.
Yeah.
They look like this some weeks.
Yeah, they look awesome.
Yeah, they look awesome. And then there are some weeks where they're like, what the hell is going on with Jordan Love and the Packers? I actually came away from that game. I was a little more impressed with the Bears because I'm not surprised the Packers won, especially in Lambeau. But that was a game all the way to late in the fourth quarter.
The Bears are good.
Yeah, like they hung in that game longer than I thought they would. Caleb Williams was still Caleb Williams up and down. But their defense in the running game, yeah, it was there yesterday for him.
Before the pick, what was he, like 9 of 10 in the second half, I think?
Yeah, he picked it up in the second half. And that was
the same play they ran
here.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. It was the same play that had scored on.
They planned for that. But I think Brady's starting to get pretty good. Like I like listening to Brady.
Yeah. He is. Much better than last year, which I told you guys he would be, that he would get better. He's Tom Brady.
Well, the problem is that he's an owner of the Raiders. He shouldn't be doing the job.
Well, that's another argument. That's another argument. Yeah. But he is getting better at just calling. And even some of his, like he's trying to be funny sometimes. Even I'll take that.
Yeah, I don't like when he goes, he tries to, you know, talk to KB.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like when he goes KB on him. You know, feels a little weird.
Josh Allen wins the shootout with Joe Burrow and the Bills haven't lost at home in December in like 3 years or something
that. They definitely lost at home in January, though.
Yes, but not in December.
Yeah. That was a football game.
That was a fun game to watch.
In the snow?
Yeah. Dude, Josh Allen's awesome.
Yeah.
I just really want to throw it out there. He was, I mean, dude, that That guy.
And Ike and I were talking to Scared Battle before the show. Like,
well, that Patriots game next week is enormous.
It doesn't even matter about that, but this is the clear.
Like, this is, here's the thing, and I'm with you. Josh Allen is awesome. It's not a Josh Allen argument.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is about to be out.
Yes.
So is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
The excuses are over.
Burrow's already done.
Burrow's already done.
I agree with you.
So the other elite quarterbacks aren't even in your way. And when I look at Denver and New England, it's the same amount of talent.
Yeah.
Like Denver isn't overwhelmed with a bunch of talent, and neither is New England.
If the only excusable loss in the AFC for Josh Allen would be they lose 45-41 or something because they can't stop
anyone.
Oh, yeah,
if they lose like that, yeah, then it's obviously not him yet.
But he should be able – he's had three Superman games this year that I've watched. He needs a Superman game in the playoffs. His playoff stats are good, but, like, he needs a Superman game in the playoffs.
And you most likely aren't going to have Mahomes, Jackson, or Burrow, on the other side of you.
Yep. Colt season.
I think it's their year.
What's that?
I think it's their year.
You think so?
Listen, though Denver and New England, great stories. New England hasn't really beaten anybody. They've had an easy schedule this year. They don't have the playoff experience at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Like, they got it at the coaching position, but they don't have it at the quarterback position. I got Buffalo in there. It's a good thing because they're a preseason pick.
Oh, there you go. Colts season probably over. They drop to 8-5 and lose Daniel Jones with a torn Achilles, which sucks for him because he's a free agent, and that pretty much takes him out of next year.
Yeah, you get hurt this late in the season, and with that type of injury, I was actually rooting for Daniel Jones this year.
He was playing good ball. Yeah, I mean, they had fallen off a little bit.
I like the comeback stories. Yeah. I like the guys I'm rooting for Bryce Young this year. I like the guys that have been kicked and beat down, and they still find a way to find, like Baker did when he went to Tampa. Like, I think those are great stories. So I was actually rooting for Daniel Jones this year from the standpoint of just finish up the season, have a good season.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
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 And that was on one, he didn't get touched.
Well, and the problem is he's playing, his other leg was broke. He had a broken leg.
Yes.
So
overcompensate.
You do that, you overcompensate, you put yourself in danger. And then I didn't see the Shador Sanders, I didn't see the 2-point conversion thing where the Browns don't have Shador Sanders on the field for the final 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
I get the sense coach doesn't like him very much.
I almost tweeted it, but I didn't feel like dealing with it yesterday. But I'm sitting there saying to myself, and this is what people are criticizing the organization about, is that you seemingly don't want this young man to have success. It's almost like you're reluctantly playing him. And then when he has an opportunity to win the game late in the game, okay, if you're going to run that play, why isn't Shador on the field?
But make him a receiver. Yes, or something.
Why isn't he on the field? I'm not even a Shador fan. And I was irritated by that yesterday. What are you doing, Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, it was.
He literally had 300 some yards passing.
340, I think.
Three touchdown passes and a rushing touchdown. I don't think he had a turnover yesterday.
I don't think so.
Maybe one.
But I'm like, he actually played pretty good yesterday. Yeah. He played good yesterday.
Did they play the Titans this week?
He's playing against the number one pick.
Against Cam Ward.
Yes, against Cam Ward.
Supposed to be those two guys. Yep. We're supposed to be the two top guys.
He threw one pick.
Yeah. Okay.
Sean in Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Ike, Mike, Rick. I just wanted to express my thoughts on Jalen Hurts really quick. Honestly, it's a YouTube comment, right, that I was responding to somebody else. But essentially, it's basically, anytime you criticize Jalen Hurts, people talk about his two biggest performances, right? Both of them being in the Super Bowl. Let me cook real quick. So, in his six-year career, you guys are holding on to two games. Doesn't that sound kind of absurd? What about every other game he's played? He's extremely inconsistent, which has led to us being the worst passing offense for the past couple of years, which is a direct reflection on him and the position he plays. Clearly, we need the pass to set up the run this year, and Hurts is not able to do it. I truly believe Tanner can do that in spades, and that will open up the offense. Teams adjust. Have you thought that in the two biggest games that you say he had, how many times did he throw to his first read? If you've been watching his primary read, if you've been watching his primary read, is most of the time there, which causes issues because in year six, he still throws with no anticipation, can't go through progressions quick enough to get to the open receiver, nor utilize the middle of the field unlike any quarterback I've ever seen. At what point will he be held accountable for doing his job individually at a high level and not just floating with the greatness of the team? All this talk about our offensive line, when Hurts still leads the league with the most time to throw, is laughable. You put in the key. All of these issues I touched on are instantly resolved. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Just hope it doesn't take much longer for Mr. Lurie and Howie to step in.
Well, first of all, most of the offensive line criticism has been there for the running game, not pass protection. So that has nothing to do with Jalen throwing the ball. Just saying, Jalen has struggled throwing the ball at times, and the offensive line is pass protected very well. They haven't been able to run the football is the real issue there. Secondly, I would have to imagine, Sean, the only way you see Tanner McKee this season is if Jalen Hurts is injured and can't play. Or the last game of the season is meaningless. They don't need it. And so they give Tanner McKee a start there because they don't need it, even though they're going into the playoffs.
Team right now and the morale of the team. Like, you guys know. You guys know it's Jalen Hurts. Like, everybody knows, and we're beating around the bush, and this is very frustrating.
Well, what is it that, hold on. Since it's so obvious that it's Jalen Hurts, I'm trying to talk this out with you, because you're saying it's obvious and everybody's beating around the bush. What is it that's so obvious where Jalen Hurts is holding his team back?
For 4 years, he has not been able to throw the ball in the middle of the field. The funny thing is,
Let me stop you there. For 4 years, right? He's been struggling to throw the ball over the middle of the field. What have they done in those 4 years while he struggled doing that? I'll tell you. They made the playoffs every year. They probably have more wins than anyone other than Kansas City in those 4 years. They've gone to two Super Bowls in those 4 years and won a Super Bowl.
But here's the thing. You can't consistently win this way. It's just not. You can't do it.
It doesn't make sense when you've told me he's been doing this for 4 years. I would even throw the fifth year in as well in 2021. Hold on. It makes no sense when you say you can't consistently win that way when they have won that way in spite of that.
No, that's not true. Because if we're trending the way we're trending and we keep Jalen Hurts, we won't have J.J. Brown next year. We won't have that number one receiver that rolls coverage. So you can say that we're winning.
We got one of the worst passing teams in the league anyway. Do we really even need a number one receiver, Sean?
Bro, Ike, no receiver is going to come to the Eagles.
I'm asking you whether we need one or not. I give you the top receivers in the league. And the only one who's won a Super Bowl is the one who was a part of the 29th ranked passing offense. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown. Those are my top three wide receivers. The other guys haven't won a Super Bowl.
But how we constructed this team, unlike any other GM, so that's not fair for you to say. Like, I hear what you're saying, but that's because the team is complete, unlike most teams in the league.
Right. All I'm doing is answering your we can't win without a number one wide receiver and nobody's going to want to come here and yada, 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 yada. We just won a Super Bowl with the 29th ranked passing offense.
That is true. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, teams have to get better. And like you said, everybody says when you're the team that just won, everybody's watching you and what you're doing. Everybody knows what our weaknesses is. We can't continue to win. There has been no
– Who's the number one receiver in the league this year? Who's the number one receiver in the league this year?
I guess there's arguments between Jaxon Smith and Jigba and Ja'Marr Chase.
Jaxon Smith and Jigba. He's jumped into the fray. What about all those other guys that were elite wide receivers that were number ones before we even heard of Jaxon Smith and Jigba? What about all those guys?
No, I get what you're saying, bro, but I'm just about to – I just feel like guys have to do their job.
They do.
AJ,
they do.
Everybody that plays their position, their hold accountable.
Know what we got to do, Sean? And I appreciate the call. We got to run the football.
Hell yeah. That's in this city?
That's all I'm saying. I get it. Jalen, $50 million, should throw the ball better. All of those things, all fair arguments. All fair arguments. I'm going to tell you what's not a fair argument. To say you can't win playing that way.
Because we did. The text line. I tried that last year.
Yeah, they won that way.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Looks like I got a 10-incher.
Spike whenever a caller has a clear phone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, dude, I love a clear phone.
Dude, you stop the show for 3 minutes. Every time there's a one good phone.
I love it.
You say.
It's usually about Corey.
No, well, yeah, but whenever anyone has a clear phone, it's like, all right, call back anytime you want.
Yes, I love clear phones. What's next?
Under increasing insider of the year pressure, Elliot came to play today and dropped a bombshell report that he saw tons of Eagles fans on the plane and hotel that were both booked by fans of Philly. Alex in Lancaster.
That is very funny. Yeah, I wonder why you saw so many Eagles fans, Elliot. You stayed at the Eagles fan hotel. What's next?
Whew! I feel so much better now. Kevin Petullo knowing the bunny will get egged now instead of his house.
But it's an Easter bunny. Yeah, what's next?
So hear me out. For the next one, we'll take out one-third of my blood, put back one-third of Jonathan Papelbon's blood, and we call it rivalry blood. Boom! Bryce at the doctor.
Rivalry blood. Oh, I like that. Oh, I can't wait to talk to him when we go to spring training. What's next?
AJ Dillon. Wouldn't it be funny and ridiculous if I brought a giant inflatable rabbit for no reason? Elliot.
Actually, it's a subversive commentary on the modern media and its effect on society.
Mike in Havertown.
Yep. Elliot likes everything. Can't nail him down. Is it good or is it bad? I don't know. Tune in to find out. What's next?
A real discussion on the station today. The rabbit is representative of everything is not as bad as it seems. Now I understand why we've never won a Marconi.
We'll get that Marconi someday.
One of these days.
Yeah, the Eagles pregame show with Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at Chickie's. Hope to see you there. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.